Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're starting a short series on the seven sacraments. I know, you know all this stuff, but we take it all for granted. And we've all fallen into this idea that we just need to be a good person to get to heaven. But that's the heresy of Pelagianism. The fact is, we can't make ourselves worthy of heaven by our effort alone. Only God can make us worthy of heaven by making us like himself, making us divine. And that's the great power of the sacraments. So, why are we here? I mean, why are we in this life? We're all humans. And that's a really good thing. We have an immense capacity for knowledge and creativity and physical strength and speed and endurance. And we have the freedom to do whatever we choose. And greatest of all, we can love. But we're also beset by all kinds of physical, mental, emotional, and cultural limitations. And at any moment we can be overcome and destroyed by a microscopic virus, or cancer, or a car wreck. We're born, we go to school, we get a job and get married and have kids, and for about the next 30 years, we're running so hard we can't even think. And then it's just all over. The kids leave, the professions end, our health declines, and there's just not much to fill the day except TV and loneliness. And it all goes by so unimaginably fast. And then we die. Is this why we're here? It can't be. What is this supposed to be all about? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What should we be striving for, longing for, all the time? Well, the very first paragraph of the Catechism has a stunning statement of the purpose of life. It says, God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own divine life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength, and he calls together all men, scattered and divided by sin, into the unity of his family through Jesus in the church. This is why God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and heirs to heaven. God put us on this earth so that through the course of our life, we would come to share in, participate in his divine, indestructible, perfect, and everlasting life by union with Jesus. 1 John chapter 3 tells us, think of the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, and that is what we are. But what we are to be in the future has not yet been revealed. All we know is that when it is revealed, we shall be like him. Did you catch that? We shall be like him. This is called divinization or theosis. Now, we don't become God on our own, but by union with Jesus, we participate in his divine being so that we can be like God and live like God forever. That's the purpose of life. Is that what you are longing for, striving for, working toward? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how do we become like God? Well, Jesus gives his divine life to us primarily through the liturgy and the sacraments. He gives his divine life to us beginning with baptism, and then he nourishes and increases his divine life in us through the Eucharist, and when we diminish or destroy his life in us by sin, only he can restore it by the sacrament of reconciliation. In John chapter 6, Jesus makes an astonishing statement about the power of the Eucharist to give us his divine life. He says, "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. And I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus gives his divine life to us through the sacraments, but we must receive the gift that he offers through prayer. It's not enough for Jesus to give his divine life in the sacraments. It's not enough for us just to go to Mass. We have to receive. The Catechism reminds us that the fruits of the sacraments also depend on the disposition of the one who receives them. That means that we must open our soul to drink in the divine life that Jesus offers us in baptism and the Eucharist and reconciliation. We have to open our soul to drink in the living water. And we open our soul to drink, to receive by prayer. And Teresa of Avila says specifically by mental prayer, daily mental prayer in the Rosary or in Lectio Divina, which we combine together here in this Rosary. That's what opens the soul to drink in the living water that flows from the heart of Jesus. So if we want to reach the goal of life, if we want to share in God's divine life, we must have the sacraments. But if we have the sacraments without committing to a life of daily meditation, then it's like going to a well and never drinking. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And finally, if we want to reach the goal of life, if we want to become like God, then we need to convert. We need to change. We need to grow from vice to virtue. So if we want to be holy, to be like God, then we need to think and feel and desire and act like God. Well, how in the world will this happen? As we've said, receive the life of God as often as you can in the Eucharist and reconciliation, and then commit to daily mental prayer. But now pay attention to what happens through daily mental prayer, because this is how we're transformed from vice to virtue. We read or listen to the Word of God, and then we think about it. Am I living this or not? And then we have to make a choice. Make a resolution to practice today what Jesus wants us to live, some good action. Do this every day, and the way you think and feel and act, it will change. so that you will think and feel and act more and more like God. This is the great transforming power of frequent sacraments, daily meditation, and a resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, you know all this stuff, Teresa. What did it cause you to... Did it cause you to reflect on anything new?
What if I just said no? Hmm. No, I think the funny thing is I know all this stuff, but it doesn't mean I know all this stuff. Like, I think a very different perspective this gave me was that I honestly think that I've lived most of my life with the objective of being a good person, not with the objective of becoming like God. And that seems similar, but it's not, especially in execution. And I was really reflecting on, I think true humility comes from aspiring to be like God, not a good person. I think if you aspire to be a good person, then you decide what that means. You decide what good is, what's good for you. And in so many ways, you just think, I do this myself, and I'm doing this for myself because it feels good. And that really changes, practically speaking, how you're living your life, the good habits you're putting in. And it almost seems right, but it can get really, really prideful and really, really selfish. And you think you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah. And then it just doesn't work.
Yeah. So it seems right, but it can actually cover up a lot of your biggest issues. If you think, I'm just trying to be good. It's not the same.
And it so easily will close in on itself so that we're just self absorbed and self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything or anyone that becomes an obstacle, they just become an obstacle.
Yeah.
And then we just.
An obstacle to your goodness,
And
as
then.
you see it, at least.
And then we just, I think this is how we just end up isolating. Because everything around us then just gets hard.
Yeah, everything seems to impede that goal, and then you're like, God, I don't get it, because you want me to be a good person, right? So why are you, by making it so difficult, impeding me from being a good person? This is your fault. And he's like, I don't want that for you. I want you to be like me. I've been reflecting a lot recently just on the ways in which I get so focused on how I think something has to be executed, and then I lose focus on the actual mission itself, the actual objective. And this is it. This is refocusing the actual mission so we know exactly how it has to get done, which is accepting how God is working in your life. So instead of looking at those people as an obstacle, being like, God wants me to be like him, and he's active in this, and he's trying with everything and every aspect of my life. He's trying to make me more like him. So how can I look at this as an opportunity for that?
Yeah, this is, I think, the most important theme in our life, God's providence, that in everything, God is only doing one thing. He's trying to make us like himself. So in everything that happens in our life, he's guiding it so that we can become like him. Everything. Every bit of our work, every relationship, every trial, every sickness, every tragedy, every disappointment, every joy, every he wants to use it all to make us like
We
himself.
gotta bring him back into the mission, 'cause we act like it's just our mission. It's like if you were a you're a spy on the inside, and you think you're doing it all on your own, and you gotta fight this whole war yourself, and you forget that there's another spy, and they're controlling all of these situations that you keep getting put in. You start looking at those situations differently, 'cause you're like, oh, they probably have an intention with this. They probably sent me here for a reason. There's something I should be looking for, instead of just thinking, this isn't how I thought the mission would go. I can't, how am I supposed to win this war? You're not gonna win it alone. Stop fighting all of these opportunities that might have been exactly the intention of the mission.
Yeah, this really brings out the point that we totally lose sight and forget that God is involved in everything at every second and has a purpose for it. But because I forget that, I act totally on my own and end up resisting him every step of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the most important basic concepts of Catholicism, of God's plan for our life, of his overriding providence, of the divinization that comes through the sacraments, of the way you can't experience it or receive it without a deep life of prayer. And we have to convert. I was really inspired to do this series because I took up in preparation for the Feast of Saint Augustine reading his Confessions.
I've read a snippet of the Confessions. I find it so difficult. How did you manage?
It's not as difficult as you think. You just have to slow down.
Yeah.
But it's a story essentially of his conversion, and he's so amazed by what God is offering. He's so amazed that God is offering him his own divine life. That's the nutshell. I mean, that's the core. God is offering us his divine life. Well, thanks for the conversation.
I do want to say, just before we wrap up, as a final reminder, that I'm hosting a Rosary group. If you're a young adult in the KC area and you want to come join that, ages 20 to 30, and you're free starting September 3rd, check out the link in the description or on our website. Sign up. I'd love to pray with you.
Awesome. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.